Hey everyone! You are listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and my family's trips to Disneyland. I am Steph, I am your host, and I welcome you to episode 16. Hey everyone, how are you guys doing? I hope everyone is doing well. I just got back from my trip that I've been telling you guys about, that I've been so excited. I can't wait to tell you guys all about this trip. But before I do, let's do some housekeeping. So my last episode, unfortunately, didn't go the way that I had planned. I was super proud of the episode that I had put together. But when I went into editing it, again, when I edited it from Spotify, it ended up cutting out some key moments that I really wanted to highlight, and I had to go back in and take it out and just kind of scrap the episode. So the episode was published at midnight, like it always is. I try and get the episodes published and scheduled to come out at midnight or a few minutes after. And by the time I got up in the morning, which is usually around 6, I'm up at 6 usually Tuesday morning when the episode drops, just so that I can put content together in Instagram. And as I was doing that, I noticed that there was a chunk missing, and I was so upset. I had noticed 7 people had already listened to the podcast by that time. Thank you for listening, you guys, and I'm so sorry. You may not have noticed, but I knew it was missing, and like I said, I felt like it was instrumental into the episode to know what was going on at that point. So I unpublished the episode. It takes a while for it to get taken down after I do that. So another few people ended up hearing that version as well. And then it took me all day to fix it. I mean, partly because, you know, I work full time. So when I came home for my lunch, I was trying to fix it and I didn't get to finish by the time I had to go back to work. So I came back home after my day at work and continued fixing it, republished it, and it still wasn't perfect. I ended up listening to the episode with my husband, and I noticed that there were long pauses and things that I should have been able to take out. And so I just want to apologize for that episode, because while I know nothing is going to be perfect, I have this, you know, kind of standard for myself of what I want to put out there. And that was not it. And so I was frustrated, and it's all a learning process, and I really hope that you guys will stick with me and be understanding and just learn and grow with me, because that's what I'm doing. I'm just learning and growing. But with that, I did end up learning some new things on the editing software that I use, because I use Descript. It's the editing software that I use, because it transcribes everything into a Word document, and so I can edit from there. So you'll get a version that'll have like less ums or uhs or things like that, or even pauses. And Descript allows me to do that. But the very long pauses that I may take throughout the episode, you know, if I'm switching gears or, you know, switching things in my computer so that I can see them, those I didn't know how to fix in Descript, so I would do that in the Spotify for Podcasters, which is the platform I use to publish the podcast. So it hasn't always been the easiest to use. It's easy to use. It's just not accurate. So chunks of my episodes will get taken out because of it, and it's been frustrating. But I finally figured out how to do it in Descript, and I think I'm going to be able to record edit and then download it so that I can upload it into Spotify, because I still want to use Spotify. Spotify makes everything easier as far as getting my podcast out there. So I still want to use that. So that's what happened. Again, I apologize. And I thank you guys for listening to this episode, because I'm really excited to bring you guys my trip report. I am so excited to get to talk to you guys about my trip. Before I tell you about my trip, I did find out some villains are coming to Oogie Boogie. So the last day I was in the parks, I was taking pictures of some of the sets that they put up in California Adventure into the Discord chat. And Teresa, one of the hosts from DL Weekly, was like, oh, I found the list. Here it is. So I'm going to share that list with you guys in case you didn't know, because I didn't know. So we are going to get Agatha Harkness back, and Madame Mim is coming back. Oogie Boogie, of course, he's the host of the whole show. Cruella De Vil is coming back. And Ernesto De La Cruz. See, I knew his name was Ernesto, but I forgot it was De La Cruz. You know why, guys? Because I was watching Jane the Virgin, and I had De La Vega in my head because I was watching Jane the Virgin. And so you didn't get to hear it, but I did call him Ernesto De La Vega. But I edited that part out because I thought it was wrong. I knew I was referencing Jane the Virgin. So it's Ernesto De La Cruz. And Sid will be returning. And so will Mother Gothel. She will be returning. And the two that we got the teaser trailers for were indeed correct. So Judge Doom and Yo-Kai will also be at Oogie Boogie. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see all of these villains. And I can't wait for my husband and Alex Jr. to come with me and just experience this whole thing next week. I can't even believe it, you guys. I'm already going back to the parks next week. I hope all you guys have trips planned as well. And if you do, let me know. Let me know about your trip, because I want to hear about it. So let's get into the episode. So I was recently at the parks. I was there Thursday, August 31st, Friday, September 1st to kick off Halloween season, and Saturday, September 2nd. It was my last day there, but I did go to the parks for a little while. I was so excited for this trip. I'd been looking forward to this trip. I was invited by a couple of people, and we'll get into that. I've talked to you guys a little bit about this trip before in other episodes, so if you heard those episodes, you know what I'm going to talk about. But I'm just going to start my day and tell you guys how it went. So this was Thursday, August 31st, and I got up early. I couldn't wait. I wanted to get up early. I got up around 4:30 and I started getting ready and doing, you know, all that last minute packing that you do the day of, because, you know, there's things that you use the day of when you're getting ready that, you know, you need to put in your suitcase. So that's what I was doing. I had a small suitcase, a tote bag, and a backpack. And even though I had gotten up at 4:30, and started getting ready, I didn't end up leaving until about 6:30. It just took me that long to, you know, get up and get ready. So I ended up leaving around 6:30. My GPS said the fastest route was going to be going through San Diego this time. And it estimated that I would get to the parks around 9:45. So I knew I was going to hit traffic at some point, because this was, like I said, a Thursday. So, you know, you have the morning rush hour traffic. And so I knew I was going to hit some traffic going up there, and I did, but not too bad. I got pretty close to that 9:45 mark. I actually ended up in the parking structure for Mickey and Friends around 9:50 a.m. So just 5 minutes. So luckily, the line at security and the tram were pretty short, and I was able to get through quickly. My starting park was Disneyland. In fact, my starting park for all 3 days was Disneyland. And so I made my way to the gates, and I entered the happiest place on earth. And I was so happy to be there. So excited to be there and to start my trip finally. I don't feel like I start my trip, even though I usually say that the tram is the first ride of the day. It isn't until you walk through those gates and you see the Mickey floral in the front, and then you walk underneath that bridge, then you feel like you're at home. And that's how I felt. So since I had been in the car for a while, of course, I needed to make a pit stop next to City Hall. So that's what I did. And then I was getting messages from the group that I was going to meet saying that they were going to ride Pirates of the Caribbean, and they invited me to come ride with them and said that they would wait for me. So I was really excited to start my day at the park, to be able to be with the people that I was there to be with. So I made my way to New Orleans, and that's where I met Jessica, Becca, and Kayla to ride Pirates of the Caribbean. So Jessica and Becca are two of the four founders of the Facebook group that I help moderate called DWK SoCal Theme Parks Tips and Deals. So Jessica has a blog called The Happiest Blog on Earth, and she's been running that blog for the past 10 years, and this year she's celebrating that anniversary milestone. And then Becca also has a blog, and you can find her at This Crazy Adventure Called Life. And Becca also has these really cool series of videos called It's a Darth Life on Instagram. And I love those videos. You should check them out. There's only about seven of them, but they are the greatest videos. I tell her I love them so much. She needs to continue doing them. But, you know, they're both so busy with all the things that they do. And then Kayla is a fellow moderator, and she was also invited to come along this trip. So the purpose of this trip was for Kayla and I to go on a hotel tour with Jessica and Becca and their affiliate Getaway Today. Now, I'm going to preface everything by saying I am not an affiliate of Getaway Today. DWK, which stands for Disneyland with Kids, is, and they are the reason that we were there. And being able to take in all of the information and tour the hotels. And I'll talk about that more later when I get to that part of my day. But I just wanted to give that little disclaimer before I start. So we went on Pirates together and had a blast, of course. You know, we enjoyed each other's company and the queue and going on the ride. And after we got off the ride, we all had to split up because we all had things and plans. So we knew we were going to meet up again for the hotel tour. So I went off to Red Rose Tavern. While I was on the tram, I was ordering all of my mobile orders so that I had it in early. So one of the things that I had ordered was from Red Rose Tavern, and it was the cold brew, the seasonal cold brew that they had. So I walked over to Red Rose Tavern and picked up my pumpkin cheesecake cold brew. So I was skeptical, but I was hopeful that I would like it. And the cast member who served it to me, you know, she just let me know that I needed to mix it before I drank it. And I really appreciated her giving me that advice. I had a feeling it was going to be that way, but it's always nice when cast members kind of, you know, give you that advice when you get something new and seasonal. So I went outside, and of course I took a photo of it so that way I'd have proof for you guys. And then I mixed it. So I mixed it and kept mixing it until, you know, I thought it was good. And then I took my first drink of it. And I was like, yep, that's pumpkin. it really did have that pumpkin aftertaste. And, you know, it was okay. But I read this description today on Instagram from Food at Disneyland on Instagram. And I just thought it was the best description, because it was exactly how I felt. So I'm going to read the description that Food at Disneyland posted. It says, and I quote, "This new pumpkin cheesecake cold brew is a tavern cold brew coffee with pumpkin sweet cream cheese topper. I'm always afraid to try the Red Rose Tavern cold brews because they have traditionally been very poor. This one was also not great to me. They combat the horrid cold brew they serve with an overabundance of the pumpkin sweet cream cheese topper. It tasted like they pureed pumpkin and blended it with the sweet cream cheese topper they use in Galaxy's Edge Cocoa Puff cold brew. It had so much of this topper to mask the cold brew that it ended up being far too much. Thick like a smoothie almost after mixing it. Better than last year? Yes. But is that saying a whole lot? 5 out of 10 rating from me, end quote. So Food at Disneyland gave it a 5, but when I posted it and gave you guys my rating, I gave it a 6. But I think I was being a little too generous because I really agree with Food at Disneyland that this was just, it wasn't that good. I mean, it was great to try. I thought it was worth trying, but I would never order it again. So I agree, and I think I would reevaluate and give it a 5. So after that, I walked over to California Adventure because I was going to meet my friend Ruben for lunch. I struggled with what to order for lunch because I really wanted to try some of the new San Francisco offerings, but it was too hot for the ramen that I wanted to try because it was 87 degrees, which, okay, that's not hot. You know, you guys know I'm from the desert, so that's not hot to me. But the humidity was probably around 87% as well. So it was warm. It was sticky. It was gross, guys. So there was no way I was going to eat ramen in that weather. And then at the same time, I was also afraid of trying something new because if I didn't like it, then it would go to waste and then I'd feel bad. So I decided to go with something that I knew that I liked. And I mobile ordered the quesabirria tacos from Cocina Cucamonga. And I'm happy with my choice. I'm glad I did that. So I walked into DCA and I sat down for a little bit until it was time to meet my friend. And then I walked over to San Francisco and I just took it all in, you know, because I had seen it as, you know, I was coming to the parks and all of the little changes that were coming along. So at this date, this was the first day of San Francisco opening. So everything was done. Everything was finished. And so I was just taking it all in and looking at everything and taking photographs and just really enjoying it. And so I walked over to the bridge so that I could walk on the San Francisco bridge, all finished and done. And then I started looking for a table so that when Ruben got there, we had a place to sit and eat. This was, you know, of course, around 11:30, 12 o'clock. So everybody is having the same idea. They all want to sit down and eat for lunch. So it was really difficult to find a place. I went all around San Francisco looking for a shady place because that was also the thing. Like all the tables that were open weren't in the shade. So I finally found a place at some tables in front of what used to be the Pacific Wharf Cafe. And they rethemed it and call it Aunt Cass Cafe. So once Ruben came, we both hit that I'm here, prepare my order button, and we waited until it was time to get our food. Ruben also had ordered a couple of Baymax sippers for him and his son, and he was nice enough to let me take a photo of it. He also let me have the drink that came with one of them since the sippers come with drinks, he gave me one of them. So we took turns, you know, going to get our food so, you know, we could hold our table. And then we finally just sat down and ate and got caught up. I had also noticed that Chris Provost from Provost Park Pass was there as well taking video. So if you happen to see me in the background, look for me. Look for me. I might be in the background. I'm just kidding. I'm not sure if I was or not, but I did see Chris walking around. And it was fun. I'll talk more about him. I don't know if it'll end up in this episode or the next episode, but I've actually met Chris Provost before. The first time I met him was on a Mother's Day, and I walked up to him and said, "I love your channel." And so I've met him before, so I did get to talk to him during this trip as well. So that was fun. So after Ruben and I finished eating, we decided, you know, we were going to look at the gift shop over there by where Baymax and Heroes meet and greet was. And they were out there too. We didn't get in line or anything, but it was great to see them in San Francisco and just see the excitement and buzz about Baymax and Hero. So we went to the gift shop just to see what was there And after we did that, we decided to ride Little Mermaid. So we walked across the bridge and got in line since it was, I think the wait was only about 5 minutes at that time. And Little Mermaid is one of those great rides that cools you down. So we decided to do that and we got on the ride and we cooled off under the sea. So after that, after we got off the Little Mermaid, we had a little bit more time left before I had to go. So I asked Ruben if Radiator Springs Racers was back up and he said yes. And so we walked over there to see what the wait time was. I believe it was 45 minutes for standby, so we just decided to get in the single rider queue because we knew it would go faster. But by the time we get to the front, some Disney magic was made, and Ruben and I were able to be in the same car and ride together, so that was really cool. So after we rode the ride, and I took a picture of our photo so that I could put it in my app, because as a magic key holder, I do get to keep all of the ride photos for free. And I believe that as a guest as well during the 100th anniversary, you get to keep those photos as well. So I wanted to have my code so that I could download the photo later and share it with him. So Ruben walked me out of the park because I had to go meet Jessica, Becca, and Kayla at the courtyard. So we walked out of the park and into the Esplanade and started walking towards Harbor. And that's where we parted ways because Ruben had to go towards a cast member entrance over there so that he could get to his vehicle. And I had to keep going. So we made plans to meet up later on that night after the hotel tour. And then I made my way to the courtyard on Harbor. So up until this point, I was dressed pretty casual. I was in shorts and one of my Flying House Thread t-shirts. I love those shirts. You guys need to go check out Flying House Threads because they make really awesome Disney adult t-shirts. And I was wearing a Maui t-shirt that day. But once I got to the hotel, I wanted to change so that I could look a little bit more dressed up. And that way I could represent Jessica and Becca better and just a little more professional. We were going to tour 6 hotels that day, so everyone there was put into groups by color, and there were 3 different groups, and they all had a schedule and a list of hotels we were going to see. We were the lucky group who got to start at the hotel we were at, the Courtyard, and I've actually stayed at the Courtyard before last year when I met Jessica, Becca, and Kayla for the first time. It's a great hotel. I really enjoyed staying there. The other hotels we saw were the Fairfield Inn Anaheim Resort, Anaheim Camelot Inn and Suites, Tropicana Inn and Suites, Best Western Plus Park Place Inn, Best Western Plus Anaheim Inn, and the Grand Legacy at the park. All the hotels we toured, they would split our group again so that it was smaller for us so that we could tour each room that they were showing us. It was really interesting to be there because I was there with, you know, other influencers, bloggers, YouTubers, and podcasters. But it was really great to see that they all had this space to create their content, and each one of them got time by the group, you know, and the hotels, you know, to do their work. And it was really neat to see that. So Kayla and I both took pictures and notes because the reason we were there was so that we could be better informed for the Facebook group. Out of all of the hotels we toured, I had only stayed at one of them before, the Courtyard. So it was great to see, you know, the difference between all of them and see what they offered. And, you know, because my podcast isn't travel based and I'm here to give you guys a trip report, I'm not going to go into like depth about these hotels. I will tell you, though, that out of the 6, I'd probably stay at 3 of them at least, including the Courtyard, which I've already stayed at. But if you do need advice about hotels, I highly recommend checking out the DWK Facebook group and use the link that we have on the page so that you could get the exclusive prices from Getaway Today for the Facebook group. So after our hotel tour, we were hosted by Getaway Today and the Grand Legacy at the park for a reception at the 5th. Or on the 5th? It's a rooftop bar. I was so excited to be going to the fifth because I had never been there. I'd seen videos and I know it has a great view of the parks and you could even see the fireworks from there. So I was really excited that we were going to get to go. So they had food and drinks. They served it buffet style, but they also had staff walking around with trays. It was really nice. I felt, you know, I continue to feel honored that, you know, that I was invited and that I could be here and that, you know, Jessica and Becca trusted me to be professional and to represent their group the way that, you know, they thought that I would. And I hope that I did that. And I hope we did a great job representing our Disneyland with Kids group. So Kayla and I mostly stuck together and we kind of mingled a little bit with everyone else, but mostly kept to ourselves since we only really knew Jessica and Becca. And, you know, they were off with their peers, you know, mingling, which we understood, of course. I did recognize some of the people that I follow and I only said hi to a couple of them. I'm pretty shy anyway, so I talked with people who were willing to talk to me, essentially. And Kayla, of course, because me and her were comfortable with each other. But after we finished eating, I decided I was going to go check into my hotel before I headed back to the parks. And that way I didn't have to do it later. I just figured it would be easier if I just walked to the hotel really quick, checked in. That way I have my room key. And then when I leave the parks, all I have to do is drive to the hotel. I don't have to check in at that point. So that's what I did. After we finished eating, I went to the elevator and I got in with a group who was leaving as well. And there were also two workers. So as we're going down, we get to the floor where the workers are going to get off at. And the elevator kind of like jumps or jolts. I don't know how else to describe it, but it stopped. And the light that illuminated like the floor on the door panel was gone. And everyone was really worried. We were just, you know, kind of staring at each other. And I'm like thinking, did this elevator just get stuck? And then some people started to say it out loud. And after a minute, it jolts again and the doors finally open and the two workers jump out. And all of us kind of like stare at each other like, should we jump out there too? And I think we hesitated a little too long and the doors closed and we started to go down. And then it happens again, but this time it was for longer. And so everyone's kind of just like freaking out. I'm standing by the panel that has the buttons and a gentleman who was next to me got in front of me and just started pushing buttons and nothing was happening. And so he presses the call help button and the person comes on the line and he just lets them know that we're stuck in the elevator. And she assured us that someone would be there to help. At this point, time is all relative. We don't really know. I can't even tell you how much time went by. I can tell you it was only minutes. I wasn't stuck in this elevator for long, but it was still very nerve-wracking because the elevator did move again and then stopped. And then it took another few minutes for the doors to finally open. And when they finally opened, all of us just kind of like ran out of there. We were just like, no, get us out of this elevator. And there were people, you know, by the elevator standing there, you know, waiting for us and stuff. So, but we weren't going to stay and talk to them. We were just, we flew out of that elevator and we left. So I started walking towards my hotel room. I went in and I checked in and I cooled off for a few minutes, you know, because it was really hot, like you said. And then I went ahead and changed my shirt back to the casual one I was wearing. And I headed back to the park so I can meet Ruben. So as I'm getting back to the park, it's starting to get dark. So once I get through the Disneyland gates, I'm just, you know, in awe of how beautiful Disneyland is with all the lights on and the music and the hustle and bustle because now the park is starting to fill up a little bit more now that it's getting dark. And so I walked towards the Jolly Holiday to meet Ruben because that's where he was eating. He decided that's where he was going to have dinner. So he was already eating by the time I started walking from the hotel. So I sit there and we chat for a little bit while he's eating. And then once he was done, we decided that we were going to get in line for Indiana Jones because we saw that it was a short wait. And I was telling Ruben how I hadn't been on it since they refurbished it. And so I had been wanting to go on it. And every time that I've come, you know, I've had the kids, so I wasn't able to get on it. So me and him went and got in line. And while we were in the queue, the ride breaks down. So I'm like, oh, no. We weren't sure how long it was going to take, and the cast member said that we could still wait in line. So we stayed in the queue, and we just passed the time by talking, you know, and until the ride started up again. And I was really excited. I couldn't wait. We finally get in our Jeep and start the ride, and I was so excited. It was so much fun. Everything was working. All of the scenes were working. The new scenes that I had only seen in, you know, YouTube videos looked amazing. I was just so happy to finally experience it. It was awesome. So after we got off, it was about 9 p.m. And this was going to be the last night of the Wondrous Fireworks Show since it was changing over to the Halloween Screams the next day. And while I've seen the fireworks show, I had seen it from the It's a Small World side. And Ruben was just like, well, then you haven't seen Baymax fly over the castle. You need to see it, you know, because this is going to be the last night. So, of course, I agree because, you know, I really do want to see Baymax fly over the castle. So we head over to the castle to see if we could find a spot. And we find a partially obstructed place to stand. But of course, you know, to me being as short as I am, no matter what, my view is going to be obstructed. So the show starts and I'm excited. I really love this fireworks show. And I'm just one of those giddy people that, you know, whether it's a fireworks show or World of Color or a parade, I'm always the one dancing and singing along. I have so much fun. You know, you become a kid again. And I had so much fun. So I was just, you know, singing and dancing. And we finally get to the part where Baymax flies over, and it was awesome, you guys. Oh my gosh, this was so cool. I'm so glad that I got to see it in person. I'm so glad that Ruben was willing to watch the show, probably for the millionth time. No, I'm sure he's seen it a couple of times, but I really appreciate him wanting to watch the show with me so that I could see Baymax. So after the show was over, Ruben had to leave because he had to go to work the next day. So he left and I walked over to Tomorrowland because I wanted to see if Space Mountain had hopefully a reasonable wait time. So I started walking towards over there. You know, at this point, all the crowds are partying and going, you know, different directions, trying to get where they're getting after the fireworks show. So by the time I get there, it says 55 minutes. So I was like, nah, I'll go do something else. So I kept walking. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to try and see if Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway has a short line. So once I get to Toontown, the queue for Mickey and Minnie's is outside. So I was like, no, that's going to be a while. And so I walked over towards Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, and it didn't look like the queue was very long. I mean, that queue is deceiving, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of like Peter Pan in that sense. But as I was walking towards it, it said the wait time was 55 minutes. But I was like, I don't think it's 55 minutes. So I decided to walk in and take my chances. And luckily, I only waited about 20 minutes. That queue was moving pretty fast. So yeah, I waited 20 minutes and got on the ride. And I just let the ride, you know, move on its own. I didn't like spin my car or anything. I just kind of let it take the wheel, and I had fun. I like that ride. I know some people don't, but I like that ride. It's cute. So after I got off, you know, again, I wasn't sure what to do with myself. So I was just like, let's see, what can I do? Maybe I'll see how Peter Pan is doing, because after the fireworks, it does take a little bit longer to open Fantasyland. So I went and started walking towards Fantasyland and got up to Peter Pan and saw that the queue was, you know, on the outside of the bushes. And I already knew that that was going to be a long wait. So I decided to go to Snow White's Enchanted Wish because it said 5 minutes. So I walk over there and I get in the queue and it, you know, was moving along. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped moving. And so we were kind of paused there for a little bit. And then some people started getting out of the line. And so a cast member walks up and says, you know, if anybody wants to get out of line, just let me know and I'll help you. And then somebody asked him if the ride broke down. And he said, no, we're having a guest issue. And he just kind of left it at that. Not really sure what that meant. But, you know, at that point, I decided I was going to get out of line. And so he let me out. And it was about 10:30 at that point. So I just decided, you know what, I'm going to say goodnight to Disneyland at this point, because I still had to go to my car, which was at the parking structure, and I was going to have to take the tram to get to my car. And then I was invited to go to rope drop the next morning with the group that I was with, because everybody wanted to rope drop Haunted Mansion since it was reopening for the holiday season. So I thought it best that, you know, I better go ahead and just head back to my hotel room. So I did that and probably got back around 11:30. And so I unpacked my stuff and I took a shower since it was really sweaty and gross outside. And I didn't even dry my hair. I was just like, okay, I'm going to bed because I have to get up early and I better get some sleep, because God only knows how much sleep I'm going to get. I'm probably only going to get about 6 hours since, you know, I need to be there by rope drop. So I went to bed. And that was my first day, and that was the last day before Halloween season and the first day of San Francisco. And like I said, it was just such an honor to be there, to be invited, you know, by Jessica and Becca, and just learn so much. It was an amazing experience, and I'm so glad that I went. And I'm just so glad that I got to be there for this transition, to be there for the opening of San Francisco. You know, this is stuff that I would usually skip because it's the middle of the weekday, but they invited us so early on that, you know, I was able to take the days off work and secure a hotel and do all that stuff. So it was great. And I'm really glad that I got to go. And so far my trip is going well. So I think we'll continue the next day on the next episode. So I want to thank you guys for listening. And just to remind you, you know, you can send me an email at magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. Give me some feedback. Ask me some questions. You know, just let me know how I'm doing, what you think I can do better. You can also follow me on Instagram. Hopefully you guys were following me and got to see all the things that I got to do, all the things that I got to eat. Ruben even let me take pictures of his food so I could have it for my Instagram page. He's such a good friend, you guys. I'm so glad that I met him. He's such a great Disneyland partner and friend. And I call him my Disneyland bestie because I just have the greatest time with him. He's such a wealth of knowledge and just a great person. And I love to be able to hang out with him. And it was really nice to be able just to hang out with him one-on-one as adults, because we usually have our kids with us when we go. So this was really fun to be able to just hang out. So thank you, Ruben. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you, Kayla, for hanging out with me. Thank you, Jessica and Becca, for the invitation and for all of your wisdom and for everything that you give to me as a moderator and just as a friend of yours. And so follow me on Instagram, you guys, @magick_key_adventures. I do take donations to help me with this podcast, and you can get that link in the show notes. It's a $5 one-time donation. It's not a reoccurring charge or anything. It's just one time. It says buy me a cold brew, but, you know, I'll probably use it towards either my next trip or towards, more than likely, because it's a reoccurring charge for my editing software. It charges me $15 a month. So I'll probably put it towards that right now, just to help me out with that. Or you can tell me what you want me to use it for. So you can put it in the comment. Let me know what you want me to use it for. But if you do decide to donate, I really appreciate it. And I hope you know I really appreciate it. I also want to ask you to please subscribe, rate, review on the podcast. channel that you're listening to me to. I really appreciate that because that just gives me exposure and just helps people listen to the podcast. And hopefully you're enjoying this podcast. And if you're not, like I said, just give me the feedback. Let me know what you think I could do better. So I will continue this episode next week. And thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody. I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.